Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. In our devotional today, Matthew 4:5, then the devil taketh him into the holy city. The Bible is a wonderful book. I was just reading this morning in my personal devotions, and I came across something I'd never seen before. Perhaps, of course, I'd read it. I've read through the Bible many times, but this particular portion spoke to my heart today. Matthew 4:5, then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. As I looked at that verse, I thought of the number of times the scriptures talk about the Holy Son of God, and I wanted to see what else could be said about him. But the thing that moved me was it was the devil who takes him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the holy temple. Now, the devil did this. It was the devil who was doing this. Now, notice this also. This is what I started thinking along. It was the holy child who was born many years before this time, and the devil attacked him at that time. Also, the devil was attacking our Lord in the Lord's efforts to do the holy will of God. In verse 18 of Matthew chapter 1, the scriptures tell us that Mary was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20, that Mary was, that which was conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Chapter 3, verse 11, when John came, he was the forerunner of Christ, and he told the people that he would baptize them with the Holy Ghost. So John was a holy prophet. He came again to do the holy will of God. And the devil is the one who takes him into the holy city. He is doing his holy Father's will. He is the holy Son of God. And the devil uses the holy word of God to try to stop the Lord Jesus from doing the holy will of God. Also, the holy angels ministered unto the Lord Jesus after the devil had tempted him. And John, of course, came from a holy family. His mother was filled with the Holy Ghost. His father was filled with the Holy Ghost. And John himself, of course, was filled with the Holy Ghost. And Luke talks about him being the Holy One of God. You know, the devil would, you would think the devil would stop, would not even, he would be intimidated by approaching the Son of God, one who is holy as he, having no sin. But the devil doesn't turn away from that. Adam was made without sin. The devil approached him. Adam walked away from God and walked into sin, and the human race has been in sin ever since. The Lord Jesus was tempted in all points, like as we are, and yet without sin. For in fact, he did always the things that pleased the Lord. So he fulfilled all of God's holy will. The devil is a vicious foe. You see the need for getting into the Bible and living by the scriptures and living day by day on what the Lord has said. Because the devil even used the word, and when he quoted scripture, the Lord said, "And it is written again." Now the devil was smart enough to know he'd better get off of that kick, trying to quote scripture to the Lord. Because eventually, if the devil is going to quote one verse of scripture and the Lord would quote another and keep quoting it back and forth, the devil would be quoted out of existence or quoted into the lake of fire where he's going. But he knew to get off of it. He quoted just enough. And there we can learn of how that this vicious foe works. He doesn't care who you are, but the Lord knows who you are. And the Lord has a plan for your deliverance and victory over this vicious foe. Stay in the Word, live by the Word, stay near unto the Lord Jesus, and look to Him only. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.